Colectivo Raíces presenta su programa
Espejos de Aztlán.
Información,
arte,
cultura.
Bienvenidos.
Adopted an African saying in the United States, it takes a village to raise a child. So on today's Espejos de Aztlán, we will have a conversation about early childhood development in the city of Albuquerque, and especially how the needs of Latino babies and their families are being met. Our guests today are Claire Dudley Chavez, Senior Education Advisor focusing on early childhood, after school and summer programs, Robbie Ruiz, Education Specialist, and Lisa Lopez, Program Specialist, all from the city of Albuquerque. For today's Espejos de Aztlán, Cristina Bachín. Existe un dicho africano en los Estados Unidos que dice que se necesita un pueblo para criar a un niño. Por lo cual hoy en Espejos de Aztlán conversaremos acerca del desarrollo de la infancia temprana en la ciudad de Albuquerque y especialmente cómo son atendidas las necesidades de los bebés y niños latinos y sus familias. Nuestras invitadas hoy son Claire Dudley Chavez, Senior Education Advisor, que se especializa en infancia temprana y programas extraescolares y de verano, Robbie Ruiz, que es una especialista en educación, y Lisa López, que es especialista en los programas de matriculación. Todas las invitadas trabajan para la ciudad de Albuquerque. Para Espejos de Aztlán hoy, Cristina Bachín. We want to welcome into today's Espejos de Aztlán show to Claire Dudley Chavez. She is a senior education advisor focusing on early childhood, after school and summer programs of the city of Albuquerque. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here with all of you.
And we are very glad you are here also with Robbie Ruiz. Thank you for coming today. You're an education specialist also with the city of Albuquerque. Welcome, Robbie.
Thank you very much.
And Lisa Lopez, also program specialist in the enrollment area. Thank you so much for coming today, Lisa.
Thank you for having us.
So we're having in today's show, we are beginning to get ready for school, but in this case, early childhood development, it's our topic today. We are always worried about children in New Mexico because every time children are in the news here, we don't have very good news. At first glance, what's going on with early childhood development programs in the city? And then we'll talk about what we'll need to do better.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, and I'm really glad to be here and be able to talk about what the city of Albuquerque is doing for young children and their families. And I am really pleased. I have been with the city for 4 months, so not very long. But it is great that the city of Albuquerque has such a long history of providing high quality early learning experiences for children and families. We have been an early Head Start grantee for a number of years, which provides an array of services both in the home and center-based for children and families birth to age 3. We also provide early pre-K for 3-year-olds. We provide pre-K for 4-year-olds. And the city also provides a preschool program. And we have done this for a number of years, for over 20 years, which is great. So I feel like the city has a strong foundation, and we really believe that every child in Albuquerque deserves a great start.
We're having, in the same time, the news about the children and the data are very sad. Mm-hmm. And we are having a population, well, they are not isolated from the whole situation of mm-hmm. the state. So every time we look particularly at children, we are looking at the worst data in the country. I would like to hear also the voice of Robbie and Lisa. What are the main issues that we need to highlight, we need to take care more about early childhood development? We are talking about what age, first of all?
Well, when we talk about early childhood development, we really are thinking about prenatal to age 5. So this is a really important time of growth for children, especially in brain development. And I think now, more than ever, we know about the really profoundly important time this is for children and their families.
What are the main issues we would need to highlight regarding this stage?
Really looking at our families, looking at their income base, where they're coming from, and I think our knowledge of health and education, and really focusing on that. Because if we're talking about prenatal, we're talking about mother's maternal health and the baby's health and how they're developing and learning. And the brain starts developing at that time. And so if we can get them the health and the mother educated at this time, then that can focus and give us direction of where we're going. So by the time the child is in early Head Start and pre-K and all that, we've already been addressing concerns or issues that might affect their development and their learning.
But I do think it's really important for us as a community, for us as Albuquerque, as Bernalillo County residents, as the state of New Mexico, to recognize that these are really all of our kids, mm-hmm. and that we have a profound commitment to children in our community, to children in our state. I think about almost every day when I get up and I either walk or drive to work, I know that there's about 36,000 children ages birth to 5 in Albuquerque, and you just wonder what their experience is like. And I think about it in terms of all of us have a really strong stake in their success. And we as the city of Albuquerque should be leading the way to ensure that that families are successful. And it's not an instance of these families or those families, but that all of us are on the path for success in school, in work, and in life. And the city has a definite, really important role in ensuring that success.
So in the case of Albuquerque, how many children are in risk? Because I was seeing some data, and the numbers of that are really kind of terrified by those numbers. In the case of the city, how many children are attending these days? And then how many are still there that they might need the help and they might need that the policies and also the whole community focus on that?
That's a really important question. So right now, under the care of the city, we have about 650 kids that are enrolled either in early Head Start, in early pre-K, in pre-K, or in preschool. But we know that doesn't even scratch the surface on the number of children and families that live in our community that would really benefit from having opportunities like this. And we also know that there's pre-K programs that are offered by Albuquerque Public Schools. They serve about 900 kids in any given day. So even if you added APS and the city, which are two of the largest providers in Albuquerque, we're still just a fraction of children are receiving care on any given day. So I feel, and I know that Lisa and Roby feel this way too, that I feel a sense of urgency about this, mm-hmm. because there's not an opportunity to say to a 3 or 4 year old, just pause for a minute, don't grow.
Don't grow.
Don't do anything. We're going to figure out, you know, a place for you to go to preschool, or we're going to figure out an opportunity for you to be in a pre-K classroom. Like, we have to do this and do this now. There is no break when you're experiencing childhood.
Do you remember somebody who you were able to see the progress from being in such a very difficult time, and you could see how the services that you were offering could help that child to progress?
I think we see sometimes families that come in and aren't aware of all the services in the community that's available to them. Or sometimes even, you know, bringing up concerns to their doctor. They feel like, you know, it's the final word, that's all there is. And so sometimes when you're seeing the child in the classroom, you're seeing things that maybe mom's not aware of, like a milk intolerance or food intolerance or an allergy or sensitivity to things. And sometimes just asking the parents, you know, are you aware of this? Have you seen this? You know, what does he do at home? What is, you know, does he eat this or drink this? And how do they react to things? And just being aware and having that communication with mom, and then you know depending on what mom says, you know, asking, have you talked to the doctor, have you talked to your primary care provider, and what can we do in the classroom to help them, or you know, that type of thing. And I think sometimes just bringing little things that maybe not be typical development or growing, that sometimes, you know, we're seeing it for the first time. And, you know, mom, you know, at home might not realize it might, you know, it could be, you know, something as simple as asthma or eczema or something, but that's going to affect the child's learning. That's going to affect how the child feels in the classroom. that day. So working with the families and trying to get help, as simple as that, but then also, you know, meeting the children's learning needs. Are we giving them opportunity to develop and explore and play with things and meet new friends, games, that kind of thing, that it all kind of goes together. And it's really important at this age because they grow so fast. From the time they're born or even prenatal, from that time till they turn 5, there's so much growing and development and learning, and we want to get as much in there as we can, as many opportunities to learn as possible. And I think that's why this is so important, and the focus is on that now, because this is the beginning of learning. These are pre-math skills, reading skills, everything they're learning now will help them be more successful later on when they hit kindergarten, first grade, middle school, high school, and we want to give them as many chances now as we can.
We are back with Claire Dudley Chavez, Robbie Ruiz, and Lisa Lopez of the city of Albuquerque. And in the case of Claire, a kind of new, because you have been working in this early childhood development for a long time, isn't it?
Yes, I have.
I'm very happy that the city can count with your experience regarding this topic. How do you want to see this area of early childhood development growing in 4 years? Mm-hmm.
Well, you're absolutely right. This is something that I have worked on professionally for a number of years, but something that personally I care very deeply about, and I am really glad to be in this position. I was born and raised in Albuquerque. My family lives in Albuquerque, so this is something that is really close to me. And when I think about it, I'm so glad that the city has currently 25 child development centers, which are located in neighborhoods around Albuquerque, which offer an array of opportunities for early learning and child development to children and families. My dream, and this is a dream that I know is shared by our mayor and by others in his administration, is to really dramatically increase access for early learning opportunities for children and families in Albuquerque. And I look forward to working on that over the next 4 years.
How do you want to see Robbie and Lisa? You have been working in this area for many years. Mm-hmm. How do you want to see this?
More awareness of early childhood education, seeing, you know, the benefits of it, and, you know, children learning through play, that having the opportunities to play and do things, and having the parents involved in that, in the classroom doing things. And I think we're starting to see the beginning stages of that, and I just want to see it grow, and having more kids involved in programs such as ours, and the parents involved too, and doing activities and parent meetings, and coming to volunteer in the classroom and spend time with their kids. And that's what I look forward to, and that's what my big dream is. And we're starting it. We've been there, but we need to grow.
And your case, Lisa, ¿cuál es tu sueño?
No más que podemos ayudar familias que necesitan ayuda con los babies de chiquititos y de 3 años a 5 años que necesitan ayuda en nuestro programa.
Dame la mano, dame la lota, si te son mi boca. Dame la mano, dame la lota, si te son mi boca.
We are having in this conversation the topic about early childhood development. One of the main topics of our show is focusing on Latino and Hispanic families. We know that almost 60% of the moms are Hispanic moms. Are there any services that are focused, first of all, regarding this heritage?
Absolutely. We are really proud of the fact that our programs are very respectful and culturally aware and culturally sensitive, and that we see the teacher's interaction with children and the teacher's interaction with parents and families is a true partnership, and it's really based on respect and an understanding of that family's culture and a support of that. And first and foremost, we definitely support languages other than English, and we know that there's this growing body of research across the country and here in New Mexico that talks about the fact that it actually supports a child's brain development to learn a language other than English, especially to learn and be comfortable in their home language, and that helps their verbal skills. It helps their literacy reading skills. So that is something that we're really aware of. And we also know that right now, currently in our programs, we have a number of children who speak a language other than English. We also have a number of our staff who speak a language other than English. So we haven't been officially deemed as a dual language program, but that's something that also is on my dream bucket list. But we know that right now, day in and day out, we're really working, our staff is working with families to support language other than English learning development, early literacy skills, which is really important.
So are you thinking about implementing some dual language programming in this dream?
In this dream, absolutely. And we really feel like the city, being one of the largest providers of early learning opportunities in Albuquerque, has an opportunity to be almost like a learning lab, so that we have our 25 centers. Maybe we would choose a certain number of classrooms within each of those centers that would be designated as dual language, and then we could establish a partnership perhaps with CNM or UNM or with other organizations to really learn from our experience in providing dual language early learning opportunities in Albuquerque.
Largue el chupete número 100, ahora les ruego, guárdenlo bien, porque no puedo dejar el vicio, es un suplicio, no me fallen otra vez. Todo el problema es cuando lloro, me descontrolo y pataleo por doquier. Entonces todos se desesperan, que Calecita, la abuelita, con mi abuelo al pelotero, chupetín en maxi kiosco de un señor que no conozco, y a la noche con papá o con mamá, si se me pianta un lagrimón así nomás. Ellos se rinden si puchereo por el chupete, el chupete, el chupete, el chupete, el chupete, el chupete. ¡Acá está! Sin el chupete hablo mejor, grito más claro, quiero alfajor. Pero los grandes no colaboran, porque me adoran, se preocupan un montón. Todo el problema es cuando lloro, me descontrolo y pataleo por doquier. Entonces todos se desesperan, que Calecita, la abuelita, con mi abuelo al pelotero, chupetín en maxi kiosco de un señor que no conozco, y a la noche con papá o con mamá, si se me pianta un lagrimón así nomás. Ellos se rinden si puchereo por el chupete, 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 el chupete. ¡Acá está!
If you're just tuning in, we are with Claire Dudley Chavez, Senior Education Advisor of the City of Albuquerque, Robbie Rias, Education Specialist, and Lisa Lopez, Program Specialist also with the city. Let's say we have a listener there who is thinking of coming to one of your centers to have your help or to see if they qualify to bring their children or their child to your center. What are the qualifications to do that? ¿Cuáles son los requisitos de una mamá o un papá? Pero especialmente hay muchas mamás solteras ahí o mamás solitas criando niños. ¿Cuáles son los requisitos para que una mamá o una abuela o una tía pueda incorporar a su bebé, a su niño a los servicios?
Son los requisitos de 0 a 3 años, es gratis. Pedimos talones de cheque. Son los requisitos para Early Head Start. No tienen que estar trabajando ni yendo a la escuela. Pero para nuestro programa de Early Pre-K, Pre-K y Preschool, son pocos diferentes. Tienen que estar trabajando, yendo a la escuela. Y para Pre-K y Early Pre-K no tienen que estar. Y pedimos como talones, schedules, cosas así.
¿Y tienen que tener documentos estadounidenses para poder presentarse a uno de sus programas?
No, para Early Head Start, no. No tienen que pedir.
Can we say that in English as well? Mm-hmm. What are the qualifications to apply for the programs the city is having?
Qualifications are families bringing check stubs, W-2s, work schedules, depending on what program they're interested. It's going to be a little bit different. So the early head start is 0 to 3. And then we have the preschool, which is 3 to 5. And then the state-funded early pre-K and pre-K program. And so there's a little bit requirements for all of them, but it depends on what meets the family's needs. And talking to the enrollment office, talking to, like Lisa, and finding out what, you know, what the best fit for their child is. So we try to help a lot of families.
The other thing we really encourage families to do is come and visit one of our centers, and we welcome visitors. And you should feel free to visit more than one center. There, mm-hmm. as I said, there's 25 of them. They're located in neighborhoods around Albuquerque. And come and see, bring your child, meet the teacher, think about this is where your child is going to be spending his or her days, and do you feel comfortable here? And you have every right to ask questions. You have every right to try to visit another space. We want this to be a really positive, good experience for families.
So for them, they can just go online, see your website, and check all the lists that are in your website in early childhood development in the city, and they can go straight to one of them?
Yes, or they could call 505-767-6500, and we would be happy to set up a time for them to visit.
Are there places for them or are in a waiting list?
We currently do have vacancies.
That's a good news.
Yes, which is so we would be very happy to welcome additional families.
Entonces, ¿podrías comentarnos, Lisa, hay vacantes para...?
Sí, sí, ahorita tenemos vacantes en preschool de 3 a 5 años. Pre-K tenemos pocas, pero es de 4 años. Y early pre-K, que viene siendo de 3 años. Y Roby hace los de 0 a 3.
¿Y ahí hay vacantes también?
Yes, we have vacancies also. We have openings for our center-based programs and also our home base.
So let's remind our listeners, what's the telephone number to call in English and in Spanish?
The number to call is 505-767-6500.
El número de teléfono es 505-767-6500.
Muchas gracias. We're back on Espejos de Aztlán. My name is Cristina Bachin, and today we are with Claire Dudley Chavez, Senior Education Advisor of the City of Albuquerque, Roby Ruiz, Education Specialist, and Lisa Lopez, Program Specialist as well of the City of Albuquerque. We were talking about the centers that the city has all around the city. Are there any other ways of reaching this stage through the city?
Yes. So with the Early Head Start program, we have our home base where we have our family development specialists, our home visitors will go out and visit with the family once a week, an hour and a half, and they'll take lessons and activities and work with families in the home with the parents' involvement. So if parents are hesitant about putting their child in a center, we can do that at home. And it's kind of like bringing school to you. And so the home visitor will go and visit with them an hour and a half and do an activity, learning, and, you know, the importance of development, that kind of stuff with the mom and the child once a week for an hour and a half.
Once a week. And mm-hmm. The ages, again, is from?
Probably about 2 weeks to, well, I want to say prenatal, because they'll do prenatal all the way to age 3.
Also visit the
pregnant mom.
Pregnant mm-hmm. mom?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And what should they do to have a conversation about this possibility?
Just call the same numbers, 505-767-6500.
Thank you so much to all of you, and thank you for coming to today's show, Claire Dudley Chavez, Roby Ruiz, and Lisa Lopez. Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Yeah.